Seventh parak of the Goyim, first Mishnah. Eilo bahoros tohoros. These are the things that look similar to tzaras, but they are tohor. There's some type of whiteness, but they're not the real thing. Shahoyu b'koyd the matan Torah. If you had it before the Torah was given, like the Rambam says, tzaras is not a disease. It's a spiritual occurrence, and therefore it only starts after Matan Torah, by Kochom Shinizgaya, if he got this white coloring on his skin before he was misguided to Judaism, the Kotan Venoilad was in a, before he was born, he already had it, and then he was born. The Kemet Venizgala, we learned before that it has to be on the observable parts of his skin. So if he had a fold in his skin, and then over the time his body changed a little bit, and the fold disappeared, went on a diet or whatever it was. So since it initially was not in a mokum of tumah, it is not metame bereish v'zokin. If it was in the head or in the beard area when there was hair, and at that point of time it's not metame. And then afterwards, he got bald, or b'shvin v'michva v'kadech hamodim, or there was different types of wounds and burns that were open wounds, which also are not metame v'negoyim. The hair got balded in the mela. Now it's roi for tumas taraz, but at the time the taraz started, it was not. Or in the case of these wounds, they got that scab or skin over there, which is a type of skin which is roi for tumas. Since in the onset of the taraz, it was not roi for taraz, it is not matam taraz. All these are tahirim. Roish vazokin ad shelo helusa. What happens if he got it on his head before he had hair? A little baby had his tzaras before it had any hair, and then helusa, then he got his hair, and then afterwards nikrichu, he got bald. So the kids, when this tzaras was initiated, it was in a place that the tzaras can be, and in the interim it became a place where it's not royal tzaras, and then afterwards it became where the tzaras again. Hashem amichu ad shelo nasu tzarevis. These types of wounds and burns before it got this tzarevis. Yeah, it's talking about a case where it was also roi le tzaras, the nasu tzarevis v'choy, and then afterwards, after the peheris came. It's, the wording is not clear, but it means the same idea, that in the middle it became royal tzaras, and then afterwards not. Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov metame shetulos maseifim tame. Rabbi Leza is metame chachom metarim, because he has to be constantly in a state that's royal lekabel tumah.